tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I
want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a
singer. I want to
be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls, and also moms and dads and grandpas, aunts and uncles. This is a very, very special time because it is another holiday. We have Christmas and we have also Kwanzaa. And we're so thrilled to be able to share this time with you, because not only is it going to be bedtime, but it's a special time where all of the relatives all come together to be able to share in a very, very blessed event. And, of course, you know that we have our very own Starfish.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing? Happy holidays.
I wonder if you know what this will mean. What special day for Christmas and Hanukkah. Also, we talked about Hanukkah last week, and this time we're going to be talking about Kwanzaa. So we're thrilled that a lot of you are probably traveling on an airplane or a car to visit your family, and also some of you will be having a very, very special visitor.
Yes, he definitely is very special.
We know that some of you have a list, checking it twice, checking out to see whether you're naughty or nice. And it will happen that very, very special time when you go to bed. So bedtime.
Get out those milk and cookies, boys and girls.
Oh, you can talk about the milk and cookies for those who are not too sure what that means.
Milk and cookies. Well, the night before Christmas Day, whether you're with your sister or your brother or your cousins or your aunt, it's time to get together and make cookies for someone very special that's checking his list to see whether you're naughty or nice. And a good way to be on the nice list is to make some cookies and see, make sure the cookies go down very smoothly. It's always great to give some milk and carrots for his reindeers.
Of course, of course. And you know, Starfish, that being that this is holiday time and being that we are Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories from Blake Radio Network, you have to have special PJs.
Oh, yes. That is most important. And in my family, we have great, we always have new pajamas before Christmas Day.
And usually what color are your pajamas?
Red and green with Christmas trees on them.
Right, I always got a very special pair of pajamas, and I couldn't wait. It was also real exciting because you know that when you wake up, there's going to be a very special time. And, of course, Christmas represents one other thing besides just being able to have Santa come. It is the birth of Jesus Christ, which we will be talking about soon.
I can't wait, Aunt Jewel.
Do they celebrate Christmas in the ocean?
Of course. And I know boys and girls have Christmas trees on the land, but down under, we have many, many, many different floral and different rock arrangements that we can decorate.
Okay. Well, you know what I think we probably should do is get ready for bed. Now put those very special, special pajamas on. And, of course, we also have to make sure that when we, before we put them on, that we're clean. So we will play our little song that we always have, Rubber Ducky, by the Cedarmont Kids. And boys and girls, if you've been with us for a while, you are real familiar with this song because it'll talk to you about brushing your teeth, washing your face, and getting that special water.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's think about it now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. Day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber duck, duck,
it's fun to get clean.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub, dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine.
Don't forget those ears. You're clean now.
Yes, and Aunt Jewel, I think it sounds like you're underwater. You might possibly have another friend next to you that's causing the underwater sound.
Oh, I know. And that little friend that we have is Denise. She's here with us today. She's going to read a song. Actually, it is a song that is going to be spoken.
Wow. Well, I would love for all the boys and girls to hear it clearly. So if we can possibly have a little separation so we can not have the underwater sound from you, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, good. Okay, so I understand we're having a little feedback from the ocean. So maybe we can push away just a little bit so that we don't hear that. Well, it sounds as if it's still having a little feedback with the water going back and forth at high and low tide. So I want to make sure that, boys and girls, do you have your list on what you want to be able to get?
And if you don't have it, it's not too late to start now. Get out your iPad, boys and girls. Get out your Kindle or a simple pen and paper. And write down that list. You can even FedEx it to the North Pole. I know it will get there in time. Or email it. He is definitely down with the time.
Okay. Let's see if we can be able to talk about, like we said, there was a song called The 12 Days of Christmas. So let's kind of hear it first, a little bit from the song, and then we will have Denise read it to you. So you've got to get ready to mark your calendar. Do you have your advent calendar so that you'll know what day it will be when Santa will appear?
Sunday?
On the third day of Christmas.
Wow. If that doesn't prepare you for Christmas, I don't know what will. To be able to see this round little man dressed in a red suit, I think, is going to be lots of fun for boys and girls, and I think also for parents. Being able
Aunt Jewel.
Yes, don't you think so?
I greatly agree.
Because this is a special time that, of course, not only do you get out of school, but you get a chance to exchange gifts and presents, which we're really looking forward to doing. Because I think that sometimes it's not only just fun to receive presents, but it's also fun to be able to give. And we have a friend who happens to be an auntie that is going to visit her other relatives and share with them the Christmas spirit. She wanted to be able to slow it down and read from the story of, what is it? What is it, Denise? What do you call it?
It's the 12 Days of Christmas.
Wow. And Starfish, usually what do when we have a special guest that we haven't had before?
Well, we have a special guest. We have, our guests have a shout out to any of the friends, family that she would like to reach out to. Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my family, my husband, Gil, my sons, Jalen, Kaylin, and Aiden, and all my nieces and nephews and the Carpenters and Roberts side of the family.
Oh, wow, that sounds like many family members.
Yes, it is.
That's so very special to enjoy time with all of those great people.
And also, you know, I wonder, is there any, Starfish, does she have any special things that they do for Christmas?
Oh, yes, because last week when we had two guests on the show, they told us their little special family traditions. Do you have any special family traditions in your family, Denise?
Yes, we do. We all get together before Christmas and we shop and shop and shop and eat and enjoy each other's company all the way until the New Year's.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun.
Yes, it is. It's a blessing to be able to spend time with your family.
And it's a blessing to be able to hear a wonderful story, and especially because we just heard it in song, and now she's going to tell us about the bears who had 12 wonderful days of Christmas.
Boys and girls, you're in for a great treat.
Okay, it says, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings, four calling birds, three finch hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three finch hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 fiddlers fiddling, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 ladies dancing, 10 fiddlers fiddling, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies dancing, 10 fiddlers fiddling, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. That is awesome, boys and girls. I hope you enjoyed this story.
You know what, Starfish? You know what, Starfish? I wonder if Denise will get a special little gift from a missile under the mistletoe from her Santa Claus.
I guess I would just have to see.
All the way
you
from
the
partridge.
You never know, boys and girls.
Exactly. Well, put it on your list.
Definitely. I will put it on my list. Matter of fact, check.
All the way from the partridge and the pear tree to all of those things sounds great.
The other thing that Christmas is definitely known for is there was a special person that's birthday was that day on December 25th, and that person is named Jesus. And one of the things that we have a song about, and that's Away in the Manger. And I'd just like to play a little brief song about that, and then Starfish is going to be sharing a book with us called Room for a Little One. But let's hear Away in the Manger for a brief moment.
Thank you.
That was by the Cedarmont Kids, and from their album Christmas Carol, Away in a Manger.
Boys and girls, I know you definitely all are in the Christmas spirit, from our wonderful song of 12 Days at Christmas to our great reading by Aunt Denise. So exciting. And now let's continue to jump on that journey to the holiday time. Boys and girls, this book is called Room for a Little One by Martin Waddell, Jason Cockcroft, published by Margaret McElderry Books. It was a cold winter night. Kind Ox lay in his stable, close to the side of the inn. Old Dog came by. He stopped and looked into the stable. "I need somewhere to rest," said Old Dog. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Old Dog came in and laid down in the straw. He nestled close to Kind Ox, sharing the warmth of his stable. Stray Cat peered in. She saw Old Dog, and she stopped. Stray Cat arched her back, and her fur bristled. "I'll not chase you," said Old Dog. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Stray Cat came into the stable. She curled up in the straw, close to the friend she had found, purring and twitching her tail. Small Mouse stopped at the door of the stable. She saw Stray Cat, and she quivered with fear. "You're safe here. I won't harm you," said Stray Cat. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Small Mouse scurried in. She nestled down warm in the straw in the peace of the stable. Then Tired Donkey came. Joseph led him along. Mary was weary, but there was no room at the inn. "Where will my baby be born?" asked Mary. "Come inside," Kind Ox said to Tired Donkey. "There's always room here for a little one." Tired Donkey brought Mary into the stable. Joseph made her a warm bed in the straw to save her from the cold of the night. And Jesus was born with animals around him. Kind Ox, Old Dog, Stray Cat, Small Mouse, and Tired Donkey all welcomed him to the warmth of their stable. That cold night, cold, cold winter night, beneath the stars' light, a little one came for the world. The end.
Wow, that is, I think that describes the birth, and it's very special time. And boys and girls, you know that when you were born, how special that was to your mom and dad and all your family, friends. Everyone came from all over bearing all kinds of gifts. Because it was
yes, indeed, Aunt Joel.
It was, and I think that sometimes we forget that Christmas is a time to celebrate a birthday, and a very special birthday.
Yes, sometimes we forget why we're celebrating, because we celebrate it with our families.
Thank you. starfish, sometimes some of the schools and some of the churches even have special nativity scenes. And that describes the manger. And that's why that was so special, because they looked all over the place looking for this manger and looking for a place to stay, and the only place that they could find was the manger. And the animals were in your book telling about how special they welcomed each animal, and sometimes the animals have little disagreements, but that particular day, they let them come in because it was so cold outside.
Exactly. And they're all able to share a common celebration, which was Jesus' birthday.
It was. We want to make sure that you all are doing things that would be considered real good, so that Santa can put you on his good boy or girl list, and you won't be on the list where you'll get some cold because you did not do what your mommy or daddy or even with the teacher or your grandpa or grandma has done. And one of the things was to make sure that you had your bath and you're in your PJs. And the other thing is to make sure that you're doing something that is nice. Now, one of the things, what could that be? One of the things that you think that would definitely impress Santa or even Mrs. Santa or your mom and dad. Do you have any ideas out there?
Yes. You listen to your parents, your mom and your dad, and have a good report from your teachers. So then Santa will know exactly whether you've been naughty or nice. That's always a good thing.
That sounds like a great idea. Don't you think so, Starfish?
Oh, I think it sounds wonderful.
I wonder if you boys and girls, if Jaden, do you have an idea that your mommy might like for you to do for Santa or even for your mommy and daddy? And
I'm sure he does.
I bet so. And I bet that Renee probably has some good ideas out there too, because she likes to bring gifts to all the boys and girls, and even to her dog, Papa.
I know. I think sometimes people mistaken her for Santa's helper, because she has so many gifts to share to so many kids.
And I know that we have some other boys and girls that might want to share their thoughts about what would it be that they would think that would be a good idea?
I'm sure Aiden would have, Aiden and Casey and Duncan would have a lot of different ideas to tell us about what is good that Santa would love for them being good.
And I think you're definitely right, because every time I see them, they're always having some great ideas on what to be able to do and how to be able to design a computer game. So I know that they would definitely have some wonderful ideas about that. And guess what? We have a great song that someone wanted to be able to share, because it is the holidays, and they're known as Yo-Yo.
Oh, great. Love to hear it.
Get ready to dance!
Yo-yo!
let it lean, let it rock. You know the holiday bounce don't stop. Let it lean, let it rock. You know the holiday bounce don't stop.
That was a wonderful song. I would think that by listening to that song, it would make you want to move your body and bounce, bounce, bounce to the music.
Definitely.
That's a different spin on the usual holiday song that we always hear.
Yes, it is.
Well, Starfish, is there anything you want to have in your stocking cap?
Well, even fit in my stocking cap, maybe a brand new tennis racket so I could play tennis with my starfish friends.
That would be fun in the ocean. It's almost
yes,
like
it is.
Water polo, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, I think I want to be able to talk to, I have a couple of books that I would like to share, and one is a very special time that I think is Finding Christmas. And Christmas isn't just about getting gifts, Christmas is also about giving gifts. So I want to make sure that you have your pajamas, you've already had your water, you've already kissed your mommy and daddy goodnight, and you're already have your pillow pet right there by you, all snuggled up. And we know, of course, that we have Christy already. She has her little favorite pajamas, and they are colored purple with stars all over them. Sparkles she has.
Wow.
And this book is called Finding Christmas. Thank you. been a long and dreary December, and here it was, Christmas Eve. For weeks, the little girl in the red coat had been searching for the perfect present to give someone very special. And I know, boys and girls out there, you're looking for the very special gift to give to your mom and dad. Now, night was falling and time was growing short. The main street was noisy and crowded. The girl was stepped on, pushed and jostled, and squeezed off the busy pavement. And that happens, you know, when you go shopping. There's going to be so many boys and girls and so many moms and dads there with you. You're not sure of what to do. But we have a person, Helen Ward, is going to tell you how to find Christmas. And it was illustrated by Wayne Anderson. And, of course, the Dutton Children's Books was the publisher. Now, you know that when you're out on the street that sometimes you're pushed and jostled. And you might even be stepped on and squeezed off the busy pavement. Now, some people call the pavement a sidewalk. But into the damp gloom of December Lane, which was as gray and cold and empty as a winter without Christmas, any ordinary shopper would have turned back. But the girl in the red coat wasn't ready to give up. Maybe, she thought, the perfect gift is just waiting to be found here in this overlooked corner of dawn. As she peered into the shabby windows, her hopes began to fade. There was nothing special here, only shops full of spare parts and old teapots and dusty dead insects. She shivered and pulled her coat more slightly around her. Just as she was about to turn back, a glimmer from across the street caught her eye. Now, glimmer doesn't jump out at you, but it's something that ever so slightly makes you want to look. Now, the patch of warm light spilled from a shop window she couldn't recall having seen before. It was heaped with toys and games, and the girl could see that the shop was bustling with activity. As she pushed open the door, a bell on a spring rang merrily. And before we end, boys and girls, we'll have a bell so that you can be able to hear, because in Christmas time, that means the reindeers are very, very near. Now, a little breath of Christmas slipped past her as Grandfather walks by. Now, Grandfather, do you have anything to say to the children? He walked out into the December lane and walked up to the light, dark gray clouds. She closed the door carefully behind her and stood staring in wonder. All the toys, all sitting there. She had never seen so many toys. Surely she could find an extra special present here. Teddy bears and model trains, books and dolls, and dinosaurs were piled on a high shelf and long countertops. At one of the counters, another customer was being helped. Shop assistants raced around, crossing items off a long shopping list. "Excuse me," said the girl politely. "I'd like to find A. "I'll be with you shortly," came the answer. I think they didn't have enough patience for the girl. Up and down the ladder, the assistants flew. The girl watched as one shelf after another became empty. "Can you please help me?" the girl asked a hurrying assistant. "I see you have a..." "Just a moment," he replied. The other customer, who barely fit into his huge gray coat and a well-worn hat, scooped games from the shelf into his sack. Surely he's not going to buy everything. But the passing assistant just waved a dismissive hand. You can imagine how she was feeling. The other customers looked her way as they bustled past. From under the brim of his hat, she thought she caught the wink of a kind and twinkly eye. The toys continued to roll and scuffle into the enormous sack. They rattled and pinched and squeaked and whistled until the floor, the counters, and every shelf were cleared. As if by magic, the girl looked on in dismay. Soon, the other customer was ready to leave. He tied his great sack shut, slung it over his back, and somehow, magically, he squeezed to the door, leaving just enough space for a cheerful jack-in-the-box. Merry Christmas! I'm very, very sorry, Miss, but we have nothing left to sell, said the chief assistant, turning to her at last. The girl in the red coat felt her heart sink. She would just have to continue her search elsewhere. Not to worry, whispered the assistant with a secret smile. Sometimes the best presents are the ones that find us. Oh, boys and girls, this is magical. The girl stepped outside and gazed up into the darkness, swirling with snowflakes. It had been a dreary December and a dismal Christmas Eve, but the town in its fresh white coat looked beautiful. The girl smiled at the thought of how much the special someone waiting at home would love the snow. It wasn't something she had bought in a store, but it still was a gift they could share. Now, as she turned away towards home, the girl heard the faint, merry ring of a bell. She looked up and something tumbled towards her out of the sky. With a flurry and a gentle thud, a little breath of Christmas landed at her feet. It was exactly what she had been searching for, an extra special gift for an extra special brother's very first Christmas. Merry Christmas. The end.
Wow, that was nice.
Does it make you want to drift off into sleep?
Definitely. I was already almost going into dreamland.
Me too.
Those songs and hearing those stories is so, it's very dear to your heart because you learn how much time someone takes and how impatient someone may be and what that does to you when you're trying to find that very special gift. It's something that you can't do quickly. And you have to take your time. But in the end, it was all worth it, wasn't it, boys and girls?
Oh, yes,
yes
I know.
I was very glad that she waited, and she didn't let anyone, despite the people stepping over or pushing over or whatever they wanted to do, she did not let them determine what was going to happen. Now, we have a special song that talks about when this happens to you, how it's sort of something that gives you that spirit of joy to the world. And let's see if we can hear that. And that's how she felt. And I think that the person who received the gift on the other end was also feeling real good. And it was joy to the world. And it didn't matter whether people were pushing her and telling her to hurry up, that there was someone there that was kind to her and made it all worthwhile when she received the gift from out of nowhere.
Oh, yes, Jewel.
I agree.
Yes. Do you know, Denise, do you think that there are some boys and girls that are falling asleep?
Yes, I do. I believe there's some that's probably already asleep. They're in La La Land, and there's some that's probably almost asleep right now.
Yes, especially here on the East Coast. It is almost midnight.
I know. It's all, but in some places, it's the next day.
Yes, it is.
And
like in
Japan.
Right.
And from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo, they're celebrating there.
Yes, they are. Oh.
And even New York. We also have another book from someone that has four legs. Not quite the usual person that we think of in order to make someone's day very, very special. And we heard Renee talk about her special friend, Papa. And we know that there is a lot of other boys and girls out there that have a very special friend with four paws. And when they feel really good, you might even see them wagging their tail or even sticking out their tongue and giving you a great big lick. And this one, we know that he loves to be able to help other people. And he's done a lot of different things. And when Christmas comes, it also means that sometimes it's very, very cold. And when it's cold, that means that someone may not be warm. Let's see what that means.
Happy Kwanzaa.
To you, Denise and Starfish.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas,
Antoine. Yes, happy Kwanzaa and Merry Christmas, Starfish and Antoine.
You too, Denise. Thanks for coming on air. We love to have you as our special co-host.
Thank you.
Time to see you next week, and I wish that you get everything that you wanted to, and I wish that you get your very special gift that you're going to give others, and make sure that you've got a long list of good things that you've done. Good night, and are you sleepy yet?
Good night.
Good night.
I think that's the reindeers going by our house.
Getting ready. They have a lot of traveling to do.
Do you know all 12 of them? Or is there... Santa Claus left the building. And Merry Christmas to all, and Happy Hanukkah. Have to one and all, have a good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas, Starfish, and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, Aunt Jewel.
Same to you. Everyone keep warm, and we are so looking forward to the new year to hear all of the things that you got and all the things that you gave and all the wonderful deeds that you did over Christmas and making everyone's future so bright. Good night.